Hey, Bill, what would you do if you went to bed at night and you woke up in the morning and you weren't in your bed? You were in the middle of a forest with fauns, centaurs, and unicorns all around you.
Well, first, I'd probably really wonder what I was doing the night before. So I probably wouldn't remember what I was doing to wake up in the middle of the woods. But you know, if that happened, I would think it's really cool, 'cause I'd know that I'm in the middle of a movie.
Well, not only any movie, a very special movie called The Chronicles of Narnia. It's actually adapted from a book. Actually, many books. Have you read them, Bill?
I have. Is there seven or nine?
I have a feeling it's seven because I know that's a very special magical number.
That's right. And it begins with the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. But here, we're seeing that the name of this group of books is called the Chronicles of Narnia, and we're basically going to be talking about a lot of the creatures of myth and legend.
That's right. Often they're not real beings, but they're usually pieces of all different kinds of beings and sort of glued and cut and pasted together to create a creature.
Right, they're these fantastic animals that come from myths and legends. As we'll talk about, they come from ancient stories that were handed down from person to person a long, long time ago. And these creatures, well, they still pop up in our stories today.
Exactly. Okay, well, it's a 3-day article, and today we're going to be talking about the fawn. So, open up your magazines. It's our culture unit. Bill, are you ready to read the first part of today's article?
I sure am.
S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia captures our imagination in a world filled with mythical creatures. Walk through the magical land of fauns, centaurs, and unicorns, and set your imagination free.
Fawn. Mr. Tumnus is the first mythical creature Lucy encounters after she steps into Narnia. He has the body of a man with the ears, legs, tail, and horns of a goat. This character was actually inspired by a creature from Roman mythology known as a faun.
Perhaps the most famous faun of all times is Pan. According to the myth, he wandered free as the wind among the wild woods, but he could be tricky and enjoyed scaring travelers. In fact, the word panic came from Pan. Okay, so now we've not only had a little bit of an introduction as to what the fawn is, but we've met two famous fawns.
That's right. We've got Mr. Tumnus and Pan. Now, we were talking about the Chronicles of Narnia, and we see that Mr. Tumnus is actually a character in that book and in the movie. So you can definitely see how the Chronicles of Narnia would capture your imagination. I mean, you know, this is just talking about grabbing your interest and helping you to think of this magical world filled with these mythical creatures.
Yeah, it's a little bit funny because we say that the Chronicles of Narnia captures our imagination, but at the end of the paragraph we say, set your imagination free. So it's sort of like the movie sucks you in so deep that your only choice is to let go.
Right, when you set your imagination free, or I guess you could even say set yourself free. You really mean just forget about all the things that you feel like you shouldn't do. Forget about stopping yourself from doing things, and you just relax and think about all these great stories.
That's right, and I can imagine Lucy sort of having to face this when she steps into Narnia for the first time. It's a really famous scene in the book, and Lucy encounters Mr. Tumnus there. If you encounter someone or something, it's like you're meeting it for the first time. It's sort of like, well, maybe one day I was walking down the street and I unexpectedly encountered Bill.
Exactly. You aren't expecting for it to happen. And when you encounter someone, well, it can be an encounter. So you can even talk about it not just as the action, but as an event that takes place, like a thing that now you have to deal with because, well, you're walking down the street and suddenly there I am, and you know, you can't just walk around and pretend you didn't see me. Now, you know, I just wanted to mention this word mythical creature because we've got that in our title, Myth and Legend. And I said that there are these old stories that usually were passed from person to person. At first, many stories like this weren't written down, and very often these stories involved a couple different things, like they would have magic, and then they'd also have some kind of connection to truths about the universe, to understanding why people do what they do, why animals do what they do. So it kind of helped us understand our world, the natural world.
That's right. A lot of mythical stories, they sort of involved like the characters going on adventures and meeting new people and encountering strange things, and it was like a lesson for what you should be doing in our world today.
Right, and when you combine all of these mythical stories together that come from one culture, you come up with a mythology. And that's exactly what it says in the next, or in this paragraph. It says that the character in the book, Mr. Tumnus, was inspired by a creature from Roman mythology known as a faun.
There's all different types of mythology, Greek mythology, Roman mythology. There's a lot of different kinds, and it's just basically the group of collected stories.
Right, and of course, there's many different kinds of mythologies that come from China and from Vietnam and Thailand and Japan, all of these places here in this part of the world. Okay, listeners, let's listen to today's By the Way.
Hey, Joe, did you hear the news about the walking trees?
Aw, come on, Anne. That's just a myth.
No. It has nothing to do with Greek gods or anything. I'm talking about real trees, walking.
Myths are not only about mythology. They're also something people believe in that's untrue.
Myth 除了指神话故事之外，也可以指虚构的事物，没有事实根据的观点或是谬论、迷思。
So are myths the same as fables?
In a sense, yes. I could say that your story about the walking trees is pure fable, meaning that it is a lie. But fables originally referred to simple stories using animals to teach a moral truth, like Aesop's fables.
Fable, F-A-B-L-E, 原来指以动物为主角的寓言故事，如伊索寓言，不过也可以指谎言或无稽之谈。就延伸的意义来说， myth 和 fable 是一样的。
Well, what about the word legend?
A legend is a popular story that's passed down from generation to generation. They may be accepted as historical, but there's no way to prove whether they're true or not.
Like some of the things Guan Gong is said to have done?
Yeah.Those are legendary stories. But I can also say that Guan Gong is a legendary figure, or Michael Jordan is a legendary basketball player, meaning they are very famous.
Legend 是传说、传奇故事、野史。形容词是 legendary, 可以指传奇的，也可以指著名的、广为流传的。
See you next time!
Okay, Bill, well, we just met Mr. Tumnus, one of the famous fauns. We're going to meet the next one now, and he has a funny name. He's called Pan, and he lived in the woods. He was sort of a savage beast, and when you think of being in the woods, generally you think of Pan.
That's right. You're in the wild woods, so it's crazy and wild out there. Well, that means that it's really about nature. It's about instincts, you know, the feelings you have for doing things that don't come from things you learn, it's just a part of you.
Well, Pan was a really strange character. He has one of the most famous things that they have in Greek mythology. He was a trickster god. Some of these gods just love to play tricks on people so that they can have a good time. One of the things that Pan used to do is he used to scare people who were walking in the woods at night. I mean, way back when, these people didn't really have, you know, big fancy houses and electricity. So if you're walking alone at night in the woods, it can be scary.
Yeah, and if you hear some, maybe some branches cracking, some trees and some leaves moving off to the side. Well, people would say, that's Pan out there in the woods trying to scare us. And then they'd get all excited and get really afraid and they'd go, what? And they'd run away.
That's right. And you know what emotion they would be feeling, Bill?
Well, I'm going to say being really excited and afraid and what?
Something like that. But it has a very specific name. It's called panic. It's like if you're out in the woods and, you know, your heart starts pumping really fast. You're sweating a little bit. Your eyes are looking everywhere. You can't control yourself. You're feeling anxious.
Yeah, then that's panic. And not just that, but this word panic, I know it's always had a bit of this dark side to it, too. I mean, panic is a trickster, right? He likes scaring people just for fun, but the real idea is that he's just wild, and that's kind of what that panic feeling is like. It's like you have no control. It's just this animal feeling of like, I gotta get out of here.
Oh my gosh. Okay, listeners, don't panic, relax, and let's hear some Chinese explanations.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 去年上映的《纳尼亚传奇》那部电影造成轰动，它是由小说改编而成的。那么作者呢是 C.S. Lewis， 在他的这一系列小说当中呢 ，captures our imagination， 也就是捕捉了我们的想象力。因为小说结合了 myth 神话以及 legends 传说，所以它捕捉我们的想象力是在什么样的地方呢 ？In a world 后面这个过去分词片语形容这个世界里头 filled with mythical creatures。我们用 creature 这个字，因为神话里头看到的呢都是神兽，也就是半人半兽，所以用 creature 这个字来代表。进入这个 magical land 的时候呢，它可以 set your imagination free， set something free 就是释放某样东西，释放你的想象力，也就是让你的想象力发挥到极限。故事中那个小女孩 Lucy， 当她踏进纳尼亚王国的时候，首先遇到的呢是 Mr. Thomas， 他是一个 farm， 也就是一只人羊。这个人羊的特色呢是 he has the body of a man。他有人的身体，后面 with 所引导的介系词片语补充说明附带的状况，除了人的身体之外呢 ，with the ears, legs, tail and horns of a goat， 所以可以说呢，他是有人身羊头。This character 在这里指的是这个角色，也就是 Mr. Thomas。Was actually inspired by， 就是受到什么的激励，受到什么的激励呢 ？A creature from Roman mythology， known as a farm 呢，是修饰前面这个生物，生物的名字呢就叫做人羊。接着我们要介绍非常有名的一个人羊，名字叫做 Pan。According to the myth， he wandered free as the wind， 是形容这个 Pan 呢好像风一般的自由自在。他漫步在什么当中呢？ Among the wild woods， 在森林里。因为是在森林里，所以呢讲述的故事呢都是 about nature， 跟大自然有关。而至于我们要介绍的这只 Pan 呢，它是很狡诈的。He enjoyed scaring travelers. Enjoy 后面要用动名词，享受下面这个动作，他喜欢吓旅游的人。事实上呢 ，the word panic came from Pan， 所以 panic 这个字呢跟 Pan 相关。Panic 可以当动词来用，比方说女孩子看到蛇就吓得半死。The girl panicked at the sight of the snake。Panic 也可以当名词来用，如果某人 is in a panic， 表示某人处于恐慌当中。
Okay, I hope you made it through those Chinese explanations. No more sweating and hearts pumping. Let's have a quick break, and when we come back, Bill and I are going to read some more about the fawn. Welcome back, listeners. Let's read the second part of today's article right now.
Most of the myths around Pan involved desire, as he was the god of fertility. In one tale, his love for Syrinx, a nymph, was so great that her sisters tried to separate them by turning her into a reed. Pan sadly made a pipe out of the reed, playing it from then on.
Throughout the ages, people have been fascinated by the myth of fauns. Claude Debussy, inspired by Stéphane Mallarmé's poem, composed The Afternoon of a Faun. His music captures the spirit of the story, which circles around the wild, dreamy thoughts of a faun, half awake, half asleep, on a drowsy summer afternoon. Okay, so now we're learning a little bit more about the faun in today's popular culture, and we learned a little bit more about Pan. Well, let's learn a little bit more again right now, and we're learning about Pan being involved in desire, and he was the god of fertility.
Right, so that's why you have this connection to desire, because fertility is basically the ability to have babies. I mean, if you have a high fertility, it means that you are able to make a lot of babies. However, we do use the word to talk about groups of animals, right?
Yeah, so we can say animals like bunny rabbits. I mean, they are known for having incredibly high fertility rates. But I want to talk a little bit more about Pan's love and his desire. This is actually a very famous love story and really, really beautiful. He loved this girl, Syrinx, who was a nymph, and Pan loved her so much, but her sisters were jealous. Her sisters wouldn't let their love be. So what the sisters did was turn Syrinx into a reed, which is sort of like a big plant that grows in the water.
Right. So they wanted to separate Pan and Syrinx. The sisters wanted them separated, and that means that they can't be together anymore, right? I mean, some people will use that word to talk about a relationship that has ended. My girlfriend and I separated. But in this case, to do that, she turned her sister, she turned Syrinx into a reed, into that thing. Okay, listeners, let's sit back and enjoy our fun with phrases.
Turn into. My goodness, what in the world are you doing?
I just watched the movie Chronicles of Narnia, so I'm turning my extra bedroom into a study.
What does that have to do with the Chronicles of Narnia?
It was very inspiring. I want to have a study like the professor in the story.
Well, it looks like you're turning your room into a disaster area.
Don't be so negative. You'll be surprised at how beautiful it will be.
What are you going to do with all that wood over there?
I'm going to turn that into a wardrobe.
Let me guess, just like in the movie.
Right. And then, I'm going to see if it will turn into a magical wardrobe.
Oh, come on. You don't really believe that's going to happen.
Well, it can happen in my imagination.
Are you hoping to travel to Narnia?
I'm going to try. Then I can meet all of the characters, and maybe even ride a unicorn.
But Doris, it's just a story. None of it is true.
You can never be sure, so I'm going to try.
You can't possibly believe that.
Sure I can. If I let my imagination go wild, anything is possible.
Thanks, but I prefer to live here on planet Earth.
You really need to lighten up.
You know what I think?
Please tell me.
I think you've turned into a nut.
All right, we're back. And what did Pan do? Well, he took the reed and he made a pipe out of the reed. So a pipe is something you can play music on.
That's right. He actually invented a famous set of pipes called Pan pipes. And they're sort of like hollow tubes all wound together with some vines. And you can play really beautiful music just like their love.
Right. And it's really got this idea and this feeling when you listen to the music of being wild and out in nature and full of emotion.
Okay, well, speaking of music and wild, untamed emotion, we're going to talk about a really famous poem now by Stéphane Mallarmé.
That's right. This poem basically talked about a faun in the afternoon being relaxed and living his life, and the poem actually inspired someone named Claude Debussy, a very famous French symphonic writer. He writes classical music to compose this symphony, this musical piece, also called The Afternoon of a Faun.
If you compose something, well, you can either compose something like a story, you can actually write something, or you can compose music. You can do either one.
And it still means, though, that you create it. You write that music or write that story. So he wrote this song, and we see that his music captures the spirit of the story of Stéphane Mallarmé's poem. He captures the spirit, the idea, really shows what the story was about.
Yeah, if you sort of capture something, it's like, I'm going to take all the emotions that I felt when I was reading this story, and I'm going to make it into a beautiful song. And this song has this dreamy feeling to it, like everything's not real. You're half asleep, half awake. You don't really know what's going on, but you like it.
It is. It's a great song. I actually used to play in a band a long time ago, and we played this once, and I just remember it's one of those pieces of music where between starting and stopping, you're not aware of what you're doing because you're just so relaxed and so half dreamy and playing this beautiful music.
Oh, wow. I wish we could listen to it right now. Let's hear some Chinese explanations now.
接着我们要进一步来介绍 Pan. Most of the myths around Pan involved desire.大部分跟他相关的故事呢都跟 desire 也就是欲望有关 as 呢在这里是一个连接词可以表示原因 as he was the god of fertility fertility 呢指的是一种生育孩子的能力也就是 the ability to have babies 下面那句话呢我们用到 so 后面加上形容词 that 后面加上表结果的子句句型说明呢他对于一位少女的爱是如此的强烈 that 后面的子句告诉我们 her sisters try to separate them by turning her into a reed 这里的 her sisters 呢指的是那个少女她的姐妹们因为嫉妒他所以要把他们两个人分开用什么样的方式呢 by 后面加上动名词 by turning her into a reed 把这个女孩子呢变成了一根芦苇所以 Pan 呢非常的伤心 he made a pipe out of the reed out of the reed 说明这个 pipe 也就是这个乐器呢它是由芦苇制作而成的那么后面这个 playing it from them on 现在分词表示主动说明 Pan 呢从此之后一直在吹奏这个乐器长久以来人羊的神话故事呢一直非常激励人例如这里提到的一位 Claude Debussy He's a French symphonic writer Symphonic 他的名字是 symphony 也就是交响乐 S-Y-M-P-H-O-N-Y S-Y-M-P-H-O-N-Y 形容词呢是去 Y 加上 I-C 念成 symphonic 那么他做的这首曲子呢就叫做 The Afternoon of a Farm 动词用 composed 啊作词作曲创作这个动词呢都可以用 compose 它的音乐捕捉的是 the spirit of the story 也就是故事的精神后面 which 所引导的子句补充说明这些故事呢 circles around the wild dreamy thoughts of a farm 那么时间呢是 on a drowsy summer afternoon 至于 farm 后面这个 half awake 跟 half asleep 呢是修饰这只人羊它是半醒半睡的一种状态
It's time now to take a short break, but when we come back, Bill and I have more Creatures of Myth and Legend.
Welcome back to Landmark English, everyone. Now, the first creature we looked at was a faun, which is kind of this goat-human sort of thing, and it comes from old Roman stories. Now, we learned about this famous faun named Pan, and how he was really wild, and he used to trick people in the woods, and how there's this story about how he was in love with a nymph, and the nymph and him were together all the time until the sisters of the nymph took her away and turned her into a reed that Pan then made a flute out of. So we basically are talking about these fauns and how they really connected to us through mythology and through legend.
Well, the faun is a really interesting creature, and hopefully you enjoyed learning about the faun today because we have two more incredibly interesting creatures over the next 2 days. Now it's time, though, to read through today's article again. C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia captures our imagination in a world filled with mythical creatures. Walk through the magical land of fauns, centaurs, and unicorns, and set your imagination free.
Faun. Mr. Tumnus is the first mythical creature Lucy encounters after she steps into Narnia. He has the body of a man with the ears, legs, tail, and horns of a goat. This character was actually inspired by a creature from Roman mythology known as a faun.
Perhaps the most famous faun of all times is Pan. According to the myth, he wandered free as the wind among the wild woods, but he could be tricky and enjoyed scaring travelers. In fact, the word panic came from Pan.
Most of the myths around Pan involved desire, as he was the god of fertility. In one tale, his love for Syrinx, a nymph, was so great that her sisters tried to separate them by turning her into a reed. Pan sadly made a pipe out of the reed, playing it from then on.
Throughout the ages, people have been fascinated by the myth of fauns. Claude Debussy, inspired by Stefan Mallarmé's poem, composed The Afternoon of a Faun. His music captures the spirit of the story, which circles around the wild, dreamy thoughts of a faun, half awake, half asleep, on a drowsy summer afternoon. Now it's time for today's vocabulary. Mythology. Peter loves Greek mythology and has many books about it.
Panic. When the fire broke out, there was panic throughout the building.
Fertility. Some animals are endangered because their fertility is not great.
Compose. Jason composed a play about three men on a ship.
Okay, listeners, now it's time for today's oral practice question, and I think I will ask Bill. Okay, Bill, this one is actually really funny. If you were to come up with a mythical creature, what would it look like?
Oh, I can have fun with this. Okay, let's see. I think that it would have the head of a crocodile, and it would have the body of a woman, and it would have the arms of, like, maybe a mosquito, and then its back half wouldn't be an animal. Its back half would be, like, you know those things that they use to dig big holes in the ground here in Taipei when they're making the MRT, the big machines? That's what the back half would look like.
Okay, so it would look a little bit like you?
I'm going to cry.
Just kidding. Bill is actually incredibly normal looking.
Oh, thanks. Incredibly handsome looking is the word you're looking
for. And handsome, of course. Okay, listeners. Well, I hope you had a great time today because guess what? We have two more. So until then, my name's Siobhan.
And I'm Bill.
See you next time.